AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson was asked about a video posted on social media showing two law enforcement officers beating a suspect while a third officer held him on the ground.
This is not what our law enforcement community represents. It's not the proper response, and they will be reviewed and appropriate action taken.
The officers were responding to a report of a man making threats outside a convenience store in the small town of Mulberry, Arkansas. A state police investigation has begun. A federal judge acknowledged redactions to an FBI affidavit spelling out the basis for the search of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida might be so extensive as to make the document meaningless if released to the public. But the AP's Eric Tucker reports it may be released anyway.
There's no way to get around the fact that that is of significant public importance, and the judge seems sympathetic to arguments from members of the media that that should be really weighed in favor of public disclosure. But he also was understanding and reflective of the Justice Department's arguments that this investigation is still in its early stages and no part of it should be released.
The submission is due Thursday at noon. Jury deliberations have started in the trial of two men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's going to retire at the end of the year. Police say a body found in a Northern California reservoir is believed to be 16-year-old Kylie Rodney. She was reported missing several weeks ago after attending a party. Police in Atlanta say three people were shot in the city's Midtown neighborhood today, and the shooter remains at large. Court documents show Tesla CEO Elon Musk has subpoenaed his friend and former Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey as part of an effort to back out of his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter, the company Dorsey helped found. This is AP News. Police in Pakistan have filed terror charges against a former prime minister.
Hundreds of supporters gathered Monday outside former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan's home after terrorism charges were announced against Khan. The charges were filed following a speech by Khan in Islamabad on Saturday. In the speech, Khan vowed to sue police officers and a female judge while alleging that a close aide had been tortured after being arrested. Police have been prevented from arresting Khan by a protective bail issued by a court in Islamabad that is in effect for 3 days, according to a senior official in Khan's Tehreek-e Insaf opposition party. Khan could face several years in prison if convicted. I'm Mike Gracia.
A couple thousand protesters in Haiti's capital and other major cities blocked roads, shut down businesses, and marched through the streets to demand Prime Minister Ariel Henry step down and to call for a better quality of life. At least one demonstrator was killed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.